Thank you for calling the Travel Resorts of America. My name is Sandra. How may I assist you today? Thank you for calling the Travel Resorts of America. My name is Sandra. How may I assist you today?
I need to make a reservation. I've already called twice today, and then, you know, they're supposed to call back. Through the automated thing, you're like, okay, well, we'll call you back whenever a representative is available, and I've never gotten a call back. And so I'm, like, a little frustrated.
Okay, ma'am, you said they were supposed to call you back. Well, did you leave a message for member services?
No, I didn't leave a message. Like, somebody like yourself answers the phone, and they're like, they take my name, and then they're like, okay, well, we'll transfer you to somebody to make the reservation. And then I sit on hold for them. And then they're like, okay. And then I guess after so long of you sitting on hold, they're like, okay, well, the automated system says, okay, well, you're calling from this number. If this is a number you want to call back from, press 1. So you press 1, and then we'll give you a call back, or you can stay on the line and wait for a representative. So you push 1 so they can call you back, so you're not waiting on the phone for 3 hours, and they still haven't called back. And so this is now my third time calling, and I just need to make a dang reservation. Like, can you do that for me?
I'm trying to understand what the issue is, ma'am, because, yes, ma'am, when you call and speak with someone like me, we can make a reservation for you unless there's an issue with your account. Are you a member?
Yes.
Can I have the first and last name on that account?
Heather Jorgensen.
And that's Heather, H-E-A-T-H-E-R?
Yes.
Can you spell your last name for me?
J-O-R-G-E-N-S-E-N.
I'm sorry, ma'am. You're speaking faster than I can type. Could you repeat that for me?
Uh-huh. J-O-R-G-E-N-S-E-N.
And that's J-O-R-G-E-N-S-E-N.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that for Colleen, C-O-L-L-E-N, and Heather?
It's Cullen. It's C-U-L-L-E-N.
Well, they have C-O-L-L-E-N on your account, ma'am. But that's the correct name. I cannot. Member services will have to change that for you, and we can get you over to them.
Okay.
Can you verify your phone number, email address, and then mailing address for me?
CullenJorgensen@gmail.com and 605-431-2119.
Thank you, ma'am. And can you verify the mailing address?
5512 Burberry Circle, Red Cedar Trail. Oh my God. 5512 Burberry Circle, Rapid City, South Dakota, 57702.
Thank you for verifying the information for me, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, mm-hmm. And when your account did pull up, it does show that there is a flag on it. So you were speaking with someone. There's something, it's an issue with your account. It doesn't tell us at this number what that issue is. We do have to get you over to member services. So that person that you were speaking with, ma'am, they actually give them 24 to 48 hours to respond after you leave them a message. But that's the only department that can help you.
Well, they don't ask anything. It's an automated thing. So surely there's somebody that, like, answers.
No, ma'am. I'm not in member services, ma'am. I have to inform you of that. I do have to inform you that if we see a flag on your account, we cannot schedule a reservation for you. We have to transfer you to member services, and they have to resolve that issue. No, ma'am, I do not. I can just get you transferred over. I cannot provide you with their number. Maybe I said the answer wrong. We're not allowed to give you their number. I can get you transferred over to them.
Okay.
They will be able to assist you, ma'am.
Okay.
Thank you for calling Travel Resorts of America. I'm sorry, ma'am. It should, if no one answers, it should come down to where we'll let you leave a voice message, and they do ask that you give them 24 to 48 hours.
Yeah, that's not the situation. You just transfer me, and I just sit on hold and stay on hold. And then an automated thing comes on and says, oh, well, as soon as there's a representative available, we'll give you a call back.
So that means it's taking down your phone number and they'll give you a call back when you get that message. That's what that message means, ma'am.
Right.
I'm
but
sorry, ma'am. I do apologize.
Waiting.
I do apologize. But this is their system. Yes, ma'am. So the most I can do for you is get you transferred back over to member services.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling the Travel Resorts of America. Please hold the line for me.